We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis. We are starting two lines from the top of Kuf Nun Amud Beis, the second word on the line. Amar Rav Nachman. Chamisha Ach Yichtavu Kol Nechseim. There are five things, the five following things, we learned some of them already, that there's a chilek between giving everything away and being Meshayer a little bit. Which means there's a difference between giving everything away and not giving everything away. What are they? Shchemira, that's one. Avdoi, two. Ishtoi, three. Uvanov is the fourth one. And Mevarachas is the fifth one. So the first four will have a good idea. Mevarachas I have to explain for the first time. And the Gemara explains. Shchemira, that's now written in our Mishnah. This is our Mishnah. Shchemira, shekosav kol nechosav la'acherim. Shchemira, the right way, all the chosav to someone else. V'shayer kar kolshu, but he leaves over a small amount for himself. Matanosoi kayemes. The matana is kayemes, means even if he does not die, it cannot be chayzer from the matana, because the ma'isi left there's no umdana here. He left something off for himself. But lo yishai kolshu, if he gives away everything, that ein matanasa kayemes means if he does not die, if he gets better, the whole thing is chayzer because he didn't leave anything himself. So here you see a chilek between giving everything away and not giving everything away. That's case number one, shchimra. Second case is avdoi, also something we learned. The Tanan was learned this today's blat and yesterday's blat. The Tanan. Someone writes all the chosim to his eved. You write away all, you give away all your possessions to the eved. That includes the eved himself. He goes free. Shaya karka. So Tanakama holds v'shaya a little piece of karka. Why not? Either because it's not a kruskito, or because we assume he means the eved. But my the difference between giving everything away and leaving over something. What's the third case? Ishtoi. Also a case we mentioned. Ishtoi. Dom Ravu Dom Shmuel. Hakoysev kol nechosav leishtoi. We learned a few blats ago that if someone writes all the chosim to his wife and he has children, he only made her into apotropos. Why? Because you're not going to take away all your chosim from your children. So you just made her apotropos. She's a treasurer in order to give her covet. But if you leave over something for your children, and you leave over something for your children, so then you assume I did give her a present. It's only apotropos. He took everything away. That's case number three. Case number four. Banav. The Tanan. You're giving away all your nechasim to your children. You give your wife also a piece of karka. The halach is of the ksubasa. She's ma'ichel or ksuba. Now, that's only if you don't leave any karka as ben chayrim. But if you leave a piece of karka as ben chayrim, the Gemara said before, even if you leave one dekel, migu that she could collect her ksuba from that dekel, she wasn't ma'ichel on anything. She has a shiva in all the nechasim that go to the sons. Because it's not a raya, she was ma'ichel. Because the reason she was quiet is, that I'm telling you, the Rashbam learned before, the reason why she was quiet is, oh, you left me a dekel. I don't know how much a dekel's worth. Very possible that dekel's worth much maksuba. So therefore, Allah is, there's no mechila, and therefore she's still a shiva and everything else. So the only time she loses her ksuba is if you give away all the nechasim to the banav. That's case, huh?
This is called under banav.
This is called because you gave all the nechasim to your children. You give me a chasim to your children and included that thing. What do you want to call it? We already had an ishtai, so we can't call two things ishtai. It's just a simon. So, akapanim, that was the fourth case. The fourth case is where you write all the chasim lebanav and you write l'ishtai karka. So, she's meichel ksuba, but only if you don't leave any karka, only give everything away. If you leave some karka for yourself, then she's not lose ksuba. If you leave some karka for yourself, she doesn't lose ksuba. What's mevarachas? Dom amar, mevarachas, tzricha shetichtav kol nechaseha. Mevarach has a case like this. Aisha has $1 million. She's a divorced lady. She has $1 million. And she has children. And she's getting remarried. She's worried that the second marriage should not end in a way that the husband will land up with $1 million. It's like a prenup. What do you do? So in those days, what they did was, she wrote a shtar, giving it away to either her kids or to whoever it was. Hey, I'm giving you $1 million to you. And in such a case, everyone knows that you're only giving it to them just to get it away from your husband. So if you get divorced again, you get it back. That's the halacha. She wants to just get it away from her husband. That's what she does. So halacha is, you write all your nechasim away, everything, so then we assume it's a mevarachas. Masha inkein, if you leave over something for yourself, then it's not considered a mevarachas. That's it. So if you write it all to someone else, first of all, that guy's not kainet.
And the Baal is also not kohen it, even though it really it turns out it really belonged to you the whole time. So why, when you die, why doesn't the new husband get it? Teretz says it's called nechasim she'en yeduim. He doesn't get it, but the person who gave it to doesn't get it either, because it was clearly a case of mevarachas. Now this halacha mevarachas that I'm only giving it to you because I want to get rid of it is only to give away all the nechasim. So there you have that umdeno that it's mevarachas. Masha'inkein, if you leave over something, there's no one inside anymore. You have to speak something out then. So let's read it inside. So that's the fifth thing. So we have five things. We have the Shchimira, we have Avdoi, we have Ishtoi, that means Baha Petropis, we have Bonov, which means which is Mechel Ksuba, and Mavarachas. In all of them, besides one, Metalti is enough of a Shir. For example, Eved we said Metalti is enough of a Shir, either because it's not cross, whatever it is. But Shchimira also said, if you want Madim before, that Metalti is enough, that it's because you can live off that. And by the case of Mavarachas, also Matat will be enough. And the case of Avatrabas, also Matat will be enough. Levar Miksuba. Besides the case of a Ksuba, which is Meichel the Ksuba, there, she's only Meichel the Ksuba if he gave her Karka. The Makakoi Tikra Rabbanam, Matat the Tikra Rabbanam. Because by Ksuba, there, that's your Samechon, that's where we said she's Meichel the Ksuba, but not by Matatlim. And Meima Amar. No, metalti ksivi v'ksuba. If it says in the ksuba, then v'istu v'nayu and it's ba'in have a shir. If the metalti are written in the ksuba, some don't have these words. The Rishvam doesn't have the words. But maybe just metalti dara ba'in is a shir. There are cases where the isha soymech on the metalti, either if it's written in the ksuba or even if it's not written in the ksuba, if it's ba'in, she's soymech on it, and that would be a shir, and that would be considered like yumashaya karka to yumaychel ksuba because she is soymech on that in such a case. Omar nichsay leplanya. If he says, I'm giving away my nechasim to planya. This is not piske halacha. It's talking about either a shchimira or a bari that did this with a kinyan sudar. So the halacha is, when you say nechasim, avodim are included in nechasim. Nichsay leplanya, avodi ikur nechasim. How do we know that it's not a kohesim called nechasim la'av the yatsam acharim? You see, he wrote all the nechasim, the word nechasim, and includes evet. Nechasim include evet. Ara, property, also ikri nechasi, the tanan, nechasim just lama chrayis, nicknamed bekesh star v'chazaka. So we see, nechasim just lama is karka. We call it nechasim, and that's kind of bekesh star v'chazaka. So you see, karka is also called nechasim. Glima, a shirt, ikri nechasi, the tanan, v'she'en lama chrayis, a nicknamed elam mashicha. Now, it doesn't say we're nechasim there, but it's going back on the part of the Mishnah before, it says nechasim just lama chrayis, so the word nechasim is also going nechasim she'en lama chrayis, that's the Rashbam says. So the word Ein Makrai is going to the word Nechasim, so you see it's also called Nechasim. Ein Nikna Mashiach is even Talatim also called Nechasim. Zuzi Ikri Nechse. Zuzi also called Nechasim, the Tanan. Because it says in the Mishnah, Ein Lahem Makrayis, things that don't have Makrayis, which we're going to tie to means Nechasim Makrayis, Nikna that Nikna with, but Kinyan Agav in Nechasim is Makrayis. You can make Kinyan Agav with Nechasim Makrayis, but Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka. I make a Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka on the Karaka. Agav that, I'm kind of Zuzi. Now, who said Zuzi are included in the Mishnah's words of Nechasim Shein L'Achrayis, which means there's Kenyan Agav on Zuzi? Who said? So, what brings a riot? That there's Kenyan Agav on Zuzi. Kihodra Papa, have a trace of Zuzi Bechazai. We'll learn what the Pshad is that he had a $12,000 Pekodon by Bechazai, and he needs someone to pick it up. It was too big of a trip for him. He didn't want to pick it up, but he knew Bechazai is not going to return it to the Shliach if it doesn't belong to the Shliach, because they don't want to be Achrayi. So Akninu Nelele Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. He made Rav Shmuel Bar Acha the Shliach, and he was maknet to him. How? He doesn't have the money in his hand, right? He was maknet to him. Agav Asifa de Beisa. He was maknet to him. He gave Rav Shmuel part of his front doorstep, and Agav that he was maknet the money wherever it is, and that worked. And now Rav Shmuel picked it up. It belonged to him now, and he was nice enough to give back to our papa. He also, when he came back, Nofak La'Pei Atavach. So Tavach is a place. Rav Papa was so excited, he went to greet him at Tavach. So you see, that money is considered also nechasim. And when you say the word nechasim, you include money. So we spoke out so far, we say nechasim, avodim are included, karkar is included, glimo, which is metalkim, is included, and money is included. And Metz Shem, on the next year, we'll continue with shtar, if that's included in nechasim.